from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
Pelican Brewing presents The Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague visit with the insiders that are covering the stories you've heard about and some you haven't.
How'd you do that? Actually, I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague is poured by Pelican Brewing. Be ready for your next afternoon vacation with Beak Breaker Tropical. Pelican Brewing, born at the beach.
All right, Daily Ticker time, brought to you on the fan by Pelican Brewing. Visit pelicanbrewing.com for more details on locations, events, award-winning beers. Independently brewed since 1996, Pelican Brewing, born at the beach. Excited for our next guest. Their NFL team last night was in the spotlight playing in the Hall of Fame game, and we need to sneak in some baseball questions. Joining us now is longtime friend of the program.
Long time.
Shane Reardon, at Shane_Reardon on Twitter of 670 The Score in Chicago. Shane, good morning. It is always great to catch up with you, and I apologize to start on a depressing note, but I am curious to ask, is there a more depressing franchise in pro sports right now than your Chicago White Sox?
Yeah, probably the Bulls. Same owner.
Touche. Now, that's interesting. So Bulls fans are more depressed than White Sox fans in Chicago, you think?
No, I mean, no. And there are definitely more White Sox fans in Chicago than there are Bulls fans anyway. I would not call Bulls fans more depressed than White Sox fans. The White Sox fans have become depressed at a level that Chicago sports fandom has never seen. The White Sox have depressed me out of fandom in general.
Yeah.
Like, I have moved over to complete indifference. I'm not even apathetic. I am indifferent on a team that I grew up loving more than life itself.
Well, okay, let me ask you this then, Chef.
It's sad to get to that point.
If your team gets sold, we have a group in Portland, and we're always holding out hope we can be more than one pro sports team in the core four, and we bought them and relocate them, would it devastate you and reignite the passion, or are you literally at the point where you go, that's sad, let's move on?
Take the dog out back and, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm definitely not like a fair-weather fan. I've been a White Sox fan all 32 of my years, but like, if they were to move, I wouldn't go with them. Like, I wouldn't become a Portland White Sox fan.
Let's
or a Nashville White Sox fan has been the other rumored destination, or like 20 years ago, a St. Pete White Sox fan. That being said, Major League Baseball will never let Market 3 lose a second team.
Mm.
They're not going anywhere.
Yeah.
No, they will be in Chicago torturing us forever, and and hopefully that they get something right. Like, Drew Thorpe looks good. I'm not going to get too into the weeds about White Sox pitchers and go with your Portland audience, but like,
let's go through the farm system.
5-6 years, maybe there's something to be proud of again, but right now there sure as hell not.
Well, it's, you know, we're going through that a little bit in Portland as well. We just, when you have such a bad owner that doesn't inspire any sort of hope or confidence, that even if you're like going through a rebuild, I think most franchises and fan bases can get it of like, all right, we got to reset. Let's go young. Like, it's going to take us some time to get there, but you also have to have the trust in the people in charge. And it clearly doesn't sound like that exists in Chicago. What about with the Bears? Like, the Bear, we were talking about this earlier. It's funny how the Bears are a blue blood of the NFL. Without ever having a 4,000-yard passer, they haven't won a Super Bowl since 1985, but they're definitely in that category. Is the optimism that, like, this is it? They have finally figured it out. We finally have the collection. The Bears are ready.
Yes, yeah. 100%. I would say the kid hasn't thrown a ball at the professional level yet, but the hype around Caleb, the hype around the defense, I mean, you guys, Jalen Johnson, you could argue he's the best corner in the NFL. He's definitely top two, definitely top three. The hype around what Ryan Poles was able to do to absolutely fleece Carolina for that, for DJ Moore, and he just got the biggest extension for any Bears player ever yesterday, 2 days ago, whatever it was. The hype is as real as anything has ever been, definitely in my lifetime with the Bears.
Well, there's an interesting article that came out. Basically, Eberflus has become a zaddy now, and that's somehow turning around reputation. You've got Caleb, who's never thrown a pass, who we saw what he did at USC. You got Roma Dunze somehow just fell to you guys in the draft. What's like a realistic viewpoint expectation? Because I listen to you guys' show once in a while, and you guys do a great job. What is the realistic viewpoint of the Bears? Because I'm hearing a lot of pundits say, I think it's going to be a 9-win team, and I know
this year's Texans. You're getting a lot of that.
A little bit of that, but like 9 wins is thrown out, and I'm like seeing also some like that's kind of disappointing. But like, what is realistic for you guys over there?
Yeah, nine is realistic. 10 is, I won't say probable, but like just under probable. But then, if you really look at the depth chart, you look at number 1 through number 53.
Yeah.
If everything goes right. And I know nothing ever always goes right in any franchise, in anything, anywhere. But if everything goes right, this is realistically a 12 to 13 win football team. Like, they have the star power, the skill players, to be a 12 or 13 win football team.
That's a hot take, and I love it. My God, 13 wins?
I don't think it's that hot, dude. You've got, like,
you got a rookie
Roma
quarterback.
Will likely turn into. You're going to consider Roma Dunze to be a number one wide receiver by the end of the year, and you already have two others in Keenan Allen and DJ Moore if Keenan Allen stays healthy. Okay. Like I said, if everything goes right, you have the best cornerback in the NFL, you will have a top 10 quarterback in the NFL, DeAndre Swift's a stud, like, and three top wide receivers. It's insane what they put together.
Let me ask you this, because the only thing that I, from afar, watched, and I just thought, I don't know how I would feel if I was a fan there. Like, Caleb was such an obvious pick, number one overall pick. Like, let's go. That turned out to be a great trade with Carolina. You know, Spray can joke about the zaddy at head coach, but there is an aspect of, like, wasn't it the time for a reset to get an offensive guy in there? Was keeping Eberflus the right move?
Yeah, I think so. I like the host of my show, Danny Parkins, is dead set on offense, offense, offense for any head coach. And like the problem is, if you have a good offensive coordinator, you're not going to have him for long because he'll probably leave for a head coaching job. Right, you know, if the Bears are a 12, 13 win team, then Shane Waldron's not around for a long time. That being said, I value a manager of people more than I value someone who needs to be an offensive mind at the top. If you trust your head coach and he's not an offensive mind, then just trust him to employ the right offensive mind. And I think Shane Waldron is that. I would have preferred Zach Robinson, who stayed with the Rams and ended up taking their offensive coordinator job, I believe. But it was between Waldron and Zach Robinson. I trust Shane Waldron, but I trust Matt Eberflus more than anything just to employ the right people and to trust his people.
Now, you are one. We've known you for a little bit here. We text once in a while. I feel comfortable enough with you to say you are one that has documented your glow up of what you used to look like and what you currently look like.
The glow up's been amazing.
Let's rate the zaddiness of one Matt Eberflus, because that was a cheesy car salesman that I wanted them to fire, because I also subscribe to the, if I'm getting a rookie quarterback, I want my head coach to also be an offensive guru. But then I saw that beard. I saw the new haircut. I'm seeing him talk now, and I'm
hello.
Like, this guy got real good. I am a billionaire divorced energy here. How would we rate the zaddy glow up for Matt Eberflus?
I mean, did you see that suit last night?
It was unbelievable. Unbelievable.
For a 50-something-year-old man, he looks incredible. He leaned into the gray. He stopped with the, like, the touching up on the black of the hair.
Oh, yeah.
Leaned into it. Got a great haircut. He goes to a guy by the name of Lawrence Funk in the South Loop downtown here. All the athletes go to him. The guy's great, but it's like a $90 haircut. Screw that. And he just let his wife, in his words, tell him how to dress and how to do his hair and beard. The guy is a different person. And I think, like, I believe, look good, feel good, play good.
Yeah.
If you've got a coach up there with swagger, your players buy into that. They're like, hell yeah, I'm going to play for this dude. Absolutely.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
I would be remiss if we get you on here, and it's nice to talk Bears, talk sports with you. I loved your White Sox take of I just don't even care. I'm a huge fan of The Bear. It's probably my favorite television show. It relates to me in a lot of ways. I'm not a chef by any stretch. I'm not even a very good cook. You are somebody that dabbles quite a bit in the culinary scene of Chicago. Yeah. The show is set in Chicago. I'm curious your thoughts on the show because I haven't talked to you about it. Do you like Carmi? Yeah. Do we like the direction of the show and what it's kind of meant for the city? You guys are already a good food city. Like what it's kind of meant to have that show represent Chicago in a lot of ways in the culinary world.
Yeah, are you caught up on season three? Have you watched all season three?
I'm halfway through. I haven't finished it yet.
I'm almost through the second viewing of season three. Like I'm a sicko. I've rewatched the entire show twice.
Okay, see, now that surprises me because this is where my take is going. Seasons one and two, wonderful, phenomenal. Any chef in the industry, either here or anywhere else, will tell you they've done an incredible job being as accurate as possible when it comes to the food life and working that life. That being said, season three sucks. It's an entire season of Carmi just figuring out that he's just as mean as Joel McHale's character, like the first chef that trained him. Like it's just him going through his chef life and like, damn, I didn't want to be like that guy, but I'm that guy. That's the season. It's just him finding out he's mean. I absolutely hate season three.
Heard. That being said, it sounds like they actually already filmed season four. The actor said they filmed 18 episodes, so they have no idea what's going to happen here. I think what they did in season three, I don't like that they're making Carmi just continue to be the D that he hates so much. But I did like that they're adding context to characters that are in our lives. Like the T episode where you see how she got to the beef was like that's incredible storytelling to me. So like I hear what you're saying, but I think there's also context, like you're giving me more depth on some of the other characters.
For sure. I think that episode was called Napkins. I loved that episode. It was the only one that was good in the season. Like, we didn't need...
You didn't like Ice Cubes?
The birth episode. We didn't need that.
Really?
We didn't need it. I don't think we needed it. We Cupcake, whatever her name is. We didn't need to see that episode.
Yes, well, Chef.
Let me ask you this, Chef. Now, you are a great Instagram follow. By the way, Shane's Meat, you can go follow him on Instagram.
Yeah, he posts a lot of his meat.
I love looking at your meat. I feel like the meat's so I'm not getting enough meat.
Not a lot of meat lately.
I need more meat. Where's your meat?
Okay. You want me to be honest with you?
Yes.
You want straight up honesty?
Yeah.
So I found that cooking helps me get women because I cook well, right?
Yeah.
And now I have a very good one and I'm not as motivated to cook anymore. that's what did it. So like
you lost your zaddy glow up.
Actually, like let me rephrase that. I'm not motivated to cook. I'm not motivated to post it as often as
so
I
So we're still cooking.
But like I got a hot girlfriend. I don't need to try to reel in.
You know, you offer quite a bit in Chicago. You offer the idea of delivering smash burgers with your specialty. I've often wondered if I actually put in an order for two smash burgers, how much I'd have to pay you to get your ass to go mail me one, like same day delivery. Because we had somebody deliver crab to us from the state of Florida, same day delivery, what that would take.
I mean, it wouldn't take anything. It would just take like $70. I'd do it.
Oh, look at that.
Might have to chase your meat.
I don't know how well a burger will hold up.
I don't either.
But I think the last time I overnighted something from the FedEx in our building was like $70.
Okay. That's not a bad deal. What are we cooking this weekend?
Nothing. We've got Lollapalooza here this weekend. So a lot of ecstasy. Yeah. You see what the kids do these days? About 2 months before Lolla, they'll go to Grant Park or Millennium Park and they dig holes and they hide bottles of booze and put an air tag in there. And then they come back to the festival,
dig up the bottle. That is really smart.
I have thought of a lot of things in my life and I've never thought of, that is a brilliant move.
Yes, it's really smart. Really smart.
That leaves me prideful for the next generation. You know what? There is hope out there after all. How about that cooking content? The Bears, and the White Sox.
Yeah, how about that?
He's one of our favorites, man. Shane Reardon. Go give him a follow on Twitter at Shane_Reardon. Congratulations on the hot girlfriend. Put your meat back on Instagram because I'd like to see it. And thanks as always, buddy. Let's catch up again soon.
Guys, thanks for having me. Have a good weekend.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.